Welcome back, my friends. We are in Jerusalem, the holiest of cities. We're the greatest people on earth. And with Chef Moshe Bassan. Chef, bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Chef, what are we making today?
You know, we saw on the walls today a few things that are growing there. Capers, hyssop. Hyssop is the most biblical thing, I think. It's always in the Bible. And this was the brush of the Israelite. When they are leaving Egypt, they are marking the door with 3 points with the blood of the lamb. And a bunch of hyssop is the brush.
Right.
So we will do a pesto from hyssop. What do you think about that?
I think that's perfect. Now, the hyssop, for our American audience that doesn't necessarily know about it, but it very much smells like oregano. It has that same sort of a flavor. Is it the same family? The leaves look very similar as well.
It's the same family,
yep.
But the oregano is a sort of tough. You cannot really eat oregano leaves. When this you can eat.
Yeah?
Saying that it will increase your memory.
I forgot what you said.
Oh, please.
And so I have to massage your side head with this.
There you go.
And it's the best medicine, by the way, for aphthous, or when you have any sort of abscess in the mouth. You just put a leaf on, and it will soak it out.
First of all,
the pain, and then it will, in a few hours sometimes. Sometimes it's immediately. It depends how bad it is.
I think if I did that, though, I'd want a little bit of garlic, too, maybe some tomato. I don't know.
So this is the Mediterranean dietary.
Yeah, very good. So we started with the leaves of the hyssop leaves.
So I'm just taking them out in this way from up.
And again, something for our audience at home, when you, whether it's oregano or hyssop, to remove the leaves, it's a...
You
going
start
down from
the top, and, yes,
and then
go
then,
down,
yeah,
and the part that will be cut off, it's soft.
Yeah, the top is soft as well, right.
So you add it with the stamp.
Yeah.
So will you help me, or you are just standing and talking?
I can't
program.
Be all the brains of this operation.
Okay.
Very good. And so how many of these would we do for a pesto for home, if people are doing...
Because if we want to make a small jar, like a big cup, you need like 2 cups of hyssop.
Oh, so you need quite a bit of the hyssop, too.
Yeah, because we are going to smash it. And
now, when we were in the... In Jerusalem today, or in the Old City, which gate did we go in there?
We entered through Jaffa Gate,
and we
went out from Damascus Gate.
Now, in the Jaffa Gate, you showed us, you looked up at the wall there, and you saw the hyssop growing up there, and it's the birds, I guess, that transfer it to different parts of the wall.
Yep. It's the hyssop is sometimes even also by the wind, because it's very tiny, small seeds. But the capers, if you remember, they have a wonderful fruit also that in some countries in the Mediterranean, they will pickle the fruit also.
Really? And what is that fruit like? What's the?
It looks like a pear, but with a lot of small seeds. So when it's very young, you can... So let's start to smash it.
Okay.
So I'm adding now walnuts.
These
of course,
are raw.
Already
raw walnuts.
Yeah, raw walnuts that are peeled. Huh?
Yeah, peeled. Yeah.
People cannot see it. And
it'll be very crunchy.
And some salt.
Okay.
The olive oil I will add later.
Right. Okay. So, you know, this is the type of manual labor that we have Kevin here for.
Yeah. This is a dish that you probably want to do when your in-laws are coming over, or you don't like your neighbors, you just had a frustrating day at work, you come home and pound on the mortar and pestle a little bit, bust it up,
That's quite a mortar and pestle, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
It's quite substantial. Do you use this on a daily basis in the restaurant?
Yes.
So there's no shortcut to doing this?
Well, there is a shortcut.
Food processor?
Food processor is not good for that, but I found recently that there is something, equipment that's called chopper. When the motor is above the bowl, you have a glass bowl with the knives, and take the one that the knives are not flat, they are going like that.
Okay.
And it will make it work just like a pestle. And
because it doesn't get caught down below the knife?
Yes, you can control it. Chop, 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 and
very good.
It's really saving time, and now we are using it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because the guys were complaining we are using a lot of these pesto sprites that they are serving. You can see that this is one thing that we are doing always, also from cilantro.
So you're making a lot of it, and to make it a little bit easier, you can automate that in the restaurant with that system. Yep.
So this you can make also, by the way, from thyme, oregano, the same way. If you cannot find hyssop.
Okay.
So anyway.
And I don't know that I've ever heard of hyssop in the States.
No, I have
so
not.
So probably there are some oreganos that are softer leaves.
There is a lot. No, we found also hyssop. I'm cooking sometimes a lot. There was time that I'm cooking every year in Kansas City. And we found some farms that doing hyssop.
Doing hyssop. Okay, yep. Good.
Can you, now, is hyssop, can you get it dry?
You can get it dry. It's not so good.
It won't work for the pesto.
You can buy, by the way, in the Arab markets in the States, most of these ingredients, tahina, sesame.
Sure.
So will you make some sound of pouring olive oil? Extra virgin olive oil.
Look. So we're doing maybe half a cup, quarter cup, half cup?
Yeah, it's
a quarter cup probably. Okay, so now it starts converting a little bit once you get the olive oil in there.
Well, for our friends back home, when we were telling people that we entered the Jaffa Gate and exited the Damascus Gate, for two fat guys, that is an awfully long walk.
Long walk.
And when we got out of the Damascus Gate, Chef said, we'll have a stretch of our legs and go to the restaurant. And then he goes, looks at me and says, why don't we get you a cab? Thank goodness he did. However, you could, even a fat guy can probably walk it faster than a cab, because it is unbelievable. The roads in the inside the walls and outside the walls are about the same size. You and I couldn't walk arm in arm.
What he didn't tell you was that we got the taxi going the wrong direction, so he had to turn around, which is part of the problem. We, on the other hand, crossed the street, got right in a taxi, and we were here in just a couple of minutes.
We walked.
Yeah, we walked. That's what I meant. We walked.
So in other words, you put me in the long ride, and you guys took the short ride. I get it.
Okay. More salt?
I like salt.
Salt's very good for you until the doctor tells you no.
Now I can add some more.
Sea salt isn't like regular table salt.
Yeah, that's what I told my doctor.
Don't use the stuff with the purple, the girl in the umbrella. That's awful.
Don't diss the girl in the umbrella.
No, that's bad salt. Is this a sea salt, I take it?
Yeah, all our salt in Israel, it's sea salt. It's either from the Mediterranean or from the Dead Sea.
Yeah. Excellent.
I prefer the Dead Sea salt myself, but...
Okay. So, now what... See, I'm thinking that a food processor would be okay here.
Now, the chef is telling you.
I know. Magic bullet. With that, we can use a magic bullet.
Oh, man.
Oh, look at that.
That's beautiful.
It really is.
It comes out looking like a semi-loose pesto, but then you add some olive oil across the top, and it's just a beautiful thing.
That is absolutely beautiful. I can think of several things.
Will you test it?
There we go. Let's test it. I think that this is the best part. What a beautiful bread as well.
I get stuck holding the microphone. What's up with this? Well, my friends, we are in the shadows of the Jaffa Gate and the beautiful city of Jerusalem. If you have never been to Israel, my friends, we had not. It is a place you must come to, because the people are amazing. The food is spectacular, and even fat guys can have a great time eating very well.
So can you repeat it when you are chewing this?
I don't know. Let's see.
That is fantastic. It's so fresh. It's really wonderful. Probably the best pesto I've had. And the heats up is such a unique flavor, really.
When we return, my friends, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. What better place on earth to celebrate the good life than in Jerusalem with Israeli friends having a great time, pounding it on, and having it only one way, baby, the very best. Jeff and the Fat Man live from Jerusalem, baby. All right. That's one.